carry it back to the house and make buck out of it.
What's a buck?
The whiskey.
Uh-huh.
That was the buck, see. They had the buck setting up those cane skimmings.
Uh-huh.
And when Grandpa left to go to town or something, them boys, their mom would be at the house.
Uh-huh.
And they'd get it and they'd put lid on the thing and run them off some buck.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd all get drunk that night, see. Next day they'd pour out the whiskey. That'd be the end of the whiskey.
That'd be made from cane?
Yeah, whiskey can be made from cane skimmings.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're cooking syrup, you take a dipper and skim off the, mm-hmm. it's a pan, you skim off the cane skimmings.
Mm-hmm. Any other
and put them in a barrel.
Uh-huh. Any other names for whiskey made like that?
All I've ever heard of is corn whiskey and buck.
Uh-huh.
And moonshine. And that's what they make it. They put syrup and sugar in the corn barrel and make it from that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I never have walked up on a whiskey still in this community. Nor buck, nor a still. But now they've caught them. They caught one over here between Union County and Columbia County. They caught right at the bridge. And it was an old wooden bridge, and I was going back and to over there all the time, but I never did. Oh, shoot, get that frog.
Did you ever hear of people making beer themselves?
Yeah. I've drank some homemade beer. I never did make any.
Uh-huh.
Very little that I drank. But I went somewhere one night and they'd made some.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as good as the other.
And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say just...
Oh, that smells good.
Okay. Will you tell something to smell that or smell off that, or how would you say that?
Well, I guess if they was with you, they'd smell it too.
Okay.
They'd probably make a comment when you did, uh-huh. Sure does, or don't to me or something.
Yeah. Syrup and molasses the same thing?
Yeah. Now, you want to think of syrup as being something clear like honey and pretty. And molasses... It's probably, they're both the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's the way the product is finished up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Daddy ground cane, he could make 1,000 gallons. And there was enough people come from Lake City out here and bought it as fast as he could put it up.
Mm-hmm.
He got a piece of ground down there about 1/4 mile back of his house
mm-hmm.
that makes syrup just like honey. You don't want rich land now to make syrup. You want a free, good, sandy, white sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know what kind of fertilizer to put to it. Because if you'll plant it on ground like that,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make, if you can, about 700 to 800 gallons of syrup to the acre,
mm-hmm.
you don't fertilize it where you'll make 1,200 or 1,400 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do, you ruin the quality of your syrup. And go in there and grind it and cook it down and fix it right, and syrup will sell.
Mm-hmm.
But now this molasses, like to get up here from South Florida,
mm-hmm.
from Lake Okeechobee,
mm-hmm.
when it comes up here, who buys that is the Dixie Lily Company.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have to do to that syrup, they have to add sugar to it, and water and cook it over. But it's really molasses. It comes up here, it's probably as black as that radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then they buy it and redo it over, see. They add sugar and